Our next speaker is Mr. Pete Leon. He will be sharing his insights about the topic of his 365 developer experience. And Mr. Leon, he is the software test engineer, also of the Office interoperability team. Let's welcome Mr. Leon. 掌声欢迎。
大家好，我的名字叫梁佩强。 But I'm not gonna use my Chinese to do the presentation because my Chinese is not good enough. So I was born in Hong Kong. I live in the U.S. for quite some time. So my Mandarin is not really that good. So today I'm gonna talk about the Office 365 developer experience. So how many of you have developed anything on Office before? Anyone? No? Okay, So hopefully this will give you an idea what you can do and why you want to develop something on Office. So the agenda for the session, so we'll take a look at, I'll give you some introduction, and talk about what's new and what we are doing next and what resources are available for you. Let's take a step back and look at the journey Microsoft has taken over the last couple of decades, right? So we've been shipping desktop application for quite some time for PCs. And in the 2000s, we started focusing on server technology like Exchange, SharePoint, and Link. And in addition to PC and servers, we all know that the future is about cloud and clouds and devices, right? So, and more importantly, is Microsoft's commitment to support different platforms and different devices, including Android and iOS. So this is something that we are focusing on right now and we are very exciting to share with you about. And we'll talk about for you, as a developer, what you can do across all these different devices and platforms. So why do you want to do that? Part of it is to look at the opportunities you have. So with Office, we have a huge existing community developing plugins and add-ons with Office. And in 2013, we have about 3.4 million Office developers and about 1 million SharePoint developers. We built on top of that, and in last year, we saw significant growth with Office 365. There are more than 1,200 apps developed, and more than 3.5 million downloads, and 400 plus petabyte of data, and 142 new markets. And with that momentum, we are continuing to expand our endpoints, continuing to expand our support. This year, we are actually looking at targeting about 10 million developers for Office. So this opportunity not only allows you to develop things for Office client, but also bring the server technologies we have on different platforms, and also to build applications that provide a much more rich experience. Microsoft has changed a lot on how we do engineering. If you notice, we are changing our ship cycle. We are now releasing a lot more frequent. We are continuing to work with partners to do different things to embrace what people are doing outside of Microsoft. So what's new? What are we doing? So the first piece is extending Office. Traditionally, people have been using Microsoft desktop applications, right? And we are providing a rich set of experience within Office. So it makes sense for developers to actually extend within Office. But with Office 2013, we actually introduced a new application model that allows you to actually use HTML and JavaScript to build applications within Office. So we will continue to support the existing technologies like VBA, comms, and stuff. But we are introducing a new platform so that it can work consistently right now and all over the future. So let's talk about apps for Office. Let's go into it a little bit. So with the new application model, right, you now have the ability to actually build apps within SharePoint and Office applications. So traditionally, if you look at, you know, let's say, for example, doing expense report, you'll be doing that in Excel, right? And doing, let's say, vacation requests, you might be doing it in SharePoint. But with the new application model, you can actually extract this information out and do it within an app. And I'll show some demos a little bit later on. And also, the apps that you build, we allow you to register your apps and make it like a first-class citizen. So, you know, alongside with apps built by Microsoft and other companies. So we allow you to make a much deeper integration and across, you know, and provide a much better user experience. So now you have multiple development options for Office. So traditionally, you know, you can use COM, add-in, you can use macro, VSTO, right? But the preferred way, right, but the new way is actually doing apps, like I mentioned, right? Again, apps are just basically, is based on standard web technologies. So such as JavaScript and HTML. And because of that, apps are very flexible. So you can target it for a desktop application or as well as a web application. And you can support multiple devices too, right? And there are three types of apps within Office. So we have task playing apps, we have content apps, and we have mail apps. So different apps are supported in different environments, right? So let's talk about anatomy of the apps. So basically, each app contains two major parts. One is the app manifest, which is an XML file that contains, you know, basic settings and the web page and security information. And the other part is the actual web page. So when the web page, basically, you can deploy anywhere. You can deploy in, you know, Azure. You can deploy in other web servers. So task playing app, so basically this is like an app that sit adjacent to the application. So it is good for doing like references, doing like dictionary, Wikipedia, stuff like that. A couple examples of that is like you can within Word you can have an app that helps you insert like a chart to Word, right? You can have a Bing search app that allows you to quickly search the content. And also like a dictionary within Excel that, you know, as you type stuff, it will actually look up the dictionary, allows you to quickly find out what that means. So the second type of apps is content apps. So content app is basically an app that sits within the application. So for an example, so in Excel, you can have some data, you can have a chart of data, and then you can lower, you know, have an app that actually builds a map for you using the data. Or you can have a customized chart that actually show, you know, use your data to build a customized chart or build a different pie chart using the data you have. So these are all, you know, created by an app. And the last one is actually mail app that's supported in Outlook and Outlook Web App. So for example, right, so you can have an app that pulls up the linking information for the people that send you an email. So you can quickly look up his information on LinkedIn. Or you can have a FedEx app that allows you to do a tracking number, pull up the tracking information quickly. Or have a template that actually allows you to do a quick reply. So let me show you some, you know, like what it actually looks like. So this is one of the Office 365 subscription I have, right? So that's the main page that you see when you log in. So if I go into Excel, this is through the web page, Excel web app, right? So I open a new workbook. So you will then notice in the insert menu when it is finished. So in the insert menu, we now have the apps. Mm-hmm. That's weird. So in the insert menu, so we now have a tab that allows you to actually insert apps into the spreadsheet, right? So app for office. So it will then search actually both the apps available within my organization and also app store that are that available externally, right? So within my organization, I don't have anything, but externally, I have these apps available. And these are apps that developed by Microsoft or eBay or other companies that they publish their apps into our catalog. So I can let's say do a stock app, right? Stock tile, and I can just trust it, and then it'll insert an app right here in my spreadsheet, and I can install and I can put in like a stock sticker, like let's say Microsoft, right? So it will then basically just insert something into my spreadsheet. So that's how an app works. And this is something we call like content app, right? So within the application. So another example is like in Word, right? So I have a new Word document, right? So I can insert a new app and let's say go to the store. And this is a different account. So in this case, I actually have apps that are available from my organization, and as well as apps that are available externally, right? So I can easily insert like a Wikipedia app, right? Let's see, trust it. And I can quickly type in something like, let's say Taipei. And if I highlight it, it will quickly look up the information for me. And I can, let's say, Taipei, Taiwan, blah, 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 right? And I can look at image. And I can quickly, copy the image and paste it within my document, right? So it's an app so this is how an app looks like. But to build an app, it is surprisingly easy, right? So if, in my case, I'm of course using Visual Studio, right? So in Visual Studio, if you just go to a new project, and within, let's say Visual C++, right? There are multiple templates available by default for you, right? So there are like store apps, these are like the universal app, the Windows app, right? And in the middle, there's an Office and SharePoint apps. So if I click the apps for Office, right, let's build an app for Office, and I'll call it something like Podcast. And click OK. It will then prompt me for what kind of apps I'm building. So let's say a task app for, let's say, Word. Okay. So once I do that, it will automatically build the manifest and also build the web page for me, right? While I'm waiting for this, I want to show you quickly. It will take like a couple minutes. But I want to show you quickly that Microsoft actually published a lot of samples in the GitHub website. So there's actually an Office page at GitHub that provides a lot of samples. So feel free to look at the sample, and also you can at the same time you can contribute to those examples. I'll talk about this is actually a huge thing for us, huge change for us. So once the template is done, right? If I just start it, it will then basically just build and automatically, in my case, it will load Word because I selected Word, right? So this is my app. This is the default Podcast app that I just built, right? So there's some features like, testing. Like, there's some default feature that was built in, so like that will pull out testing, right? But if you look at the source code quickly, this is the homepage, the web page that we have, that's on the right side, right? So we have welcome, at home screen content. This is basically what's on here, right? And you can also tell, you can also see. You can also see the button, what the button is doing, right? So there's a JavaScript that actually pull the information from the selected test is blah blah blah. So this is what this part is. Right, this part. Yep. So it's very simple, very easy to build. So let's go back to my presentation. Okay. So the second piece is what we are doing new is that is using actually Office as a set of service and data. We are actually exposing a lot of REST APIs. So you can now connect your application or connect to things that you build to Office. Right, we spend a lot of time to standardize these APIs and make it a lot easier for people to use, especially for mobile apps, because we know that mobile app is a trend and people are building a lot of mobile apps for productivity, right? And we want to make Office 365 very easy to use. So for the APIs, so I mentioned, we are exposing a lot of REST API, right? So REST stands for representational state transfer, right? So why do you care? Why do you want to do? Why do we want to do REST APIs? There are already hundreds of millions of users for REST APIs today, right? There's a huge community that people are already adopting it, and we want to define a new APIs that allow us to support the existing. Existing products as well as all the future products. So to make it universal so that you don't have to constantly update your applications, constantly modify your applications, right? So that's why we are moving into this model. So it's actually for your benefit to actually leverage these APIs. And also REST is very powerful. It's very intuitive to use. A lot of people are already embracing it. And it has a very granular, like a very tight control for permissions, so you can actually, it's actually easier for you to handle. And also it's based on open standard, so we're using OAuth, JSON, OData, right? So bottom line is it allows you to ramp up a lot faster when you use these APIs. So what do we offer today with the REST APIs, right? So with Active Directory, you can query and manipulate users and groups. With Exchange and Outlook.com, you can do mail, calendar, and contacts. With SharePoint, you can query sites and client and use the client APIs. And for OneDrive, right now we're only supporting OneDrive for business, but we're working on OneDrive for consumer also, right? But the goal is to have a universal set of APIs. Regardless whether it is like a consumer or a business OneDrive. So another big advantage of using these APIs is that we are using a different is that you don't have to worry about different application programming model, meaning that we use the same authentication flow regardless what you are using, Exchange or SharePoint or Azure, right? So. And you can also use the same authentication flow for different devices and web apps. And with this, we also created have a two kind of consent for the apps. One is basically administrative consent. The administrator actually do accept a consent for the organization, or we can have individual consent. Individual user consent. And the other thing is that we are using the secure protocol, right? So we're using OAuth 2.0, and you don't need to handle the user credential information, you have fine access control, and we have so it's very, it's a benefit for, it's a very big advantage for as a developer. And the other thing that we are doing right now, we are doing is the endpoint discovery service. So what that means is that you can now use the endpoint discovery service to determine where the endpoint is. Some of it is pretty static, you know, like mail in Canada, you always go to outlook365.com, right? But for some other type, like maybe SharePoint, it will change depending on the tenant name. So with the discovery service, basically you can write your app once, and even though the backend changed, you don't have to modify your application. So it simplifies your development and maintenance going forward. Another advantage is the rich metadata. So you can now look at the metadata and determine what capabilities available, what types, what enumeration, you know, what things you can do with the APIs. So, and use the metadata to help you serialize and deserialize the data, right? So that helps you, that makes development a lot faster. So there's a place where you can, you know, look up the metadata. So the last piece, the last part is really critical for us is flexible tooling, right? So we are very focused on open platform, using open technologies and open standards. So we've made a lot of investment to the web standard, right? To make everything work. Like I mentioned before, right? You now use HTML and JavaScript to build your app. You use the REST APIs to call into our service. And you use OAuth for authentication, right? So we want to embrace what people are doing actually outside of Microsoft, and not making, instead of making Office a unique platform, you can now just use the standard APIs to connect and consume Office as a set of service and data, right? So yeah, so we want to embrace what you guys are doing. So as a developer, you now have a choice. So this is very powerful, right? Before, a lot of people, like developers, basically just learn on one particular platform and develop, you know, things on a particular platform. But no one actually wants to do that. People like to be able to build something that target multiple platforms. So of course, you can continue to use Visual Studio. We have an SDK for it, right? But we no longer require you to stick with the Windows stack, to stick with Visual Studio. You can now use the applications you like to build applications and web apps. And we also understand that people like to use native SDK. So we have already released SDK for Android, iOS, Xamarin, and Cordova, right? And we are continuing to provide additional SDK. It is a big shift actually for Microsoft, because we're used to people developing plugins into Office application, right, within the Microsoft environment, right? But now developers can, we notice, you know, people are developing a lot of mobile apps, a lot of web apps. So we want to make Office 365 an easy platform to use to build on, right? So what are we doing next? So we've talked about, you know, what we've been doing, and so what are we doing ahead? Next. So basically, we want to extend Office everywhere within Office, right? So we are creating more extension points. We are connection points for you. So like OneDrive and Yammer. So we want to know what people are spending their time and where people are developing their applications. We want to provide expose more extension points for people to actually use. So it'll be actually, you know, we are always looking for feedback. We always want to engage to understand what people are doing outside of Office. And the next one is, you know, we for Office 365, we are looking into expanding new content types and new data, right? So previously you can do mail and calendar and contacts, right? But Microsoft knows the best about, you know, the Office files. So we want to be even expose the data within the file, like, you know, within Excel or within Word or within PowerPoint, right? So we are continuing to expand the APIs that you can use to manipulate and query within the files. And we also want to make the API universal so that, you know, you can continue to use regardless of the versions and regardless of the subscription. And the last part is we are continuing to build additional SDKs. So give us feedback, you know, let us know what you're doing, let us know what you are interested, right? I mean, we are here to listen, we are here to work with you. So the bottom line is we want to make, you know, Office the platform for you to use to build on top of, right? We want to make it easy for you to develop. So I have a lot of resources available for you. So there are like virtual academy, we have code sample, we have events, so a lot of things you can actually attend and actually online to take classes to understand how to build apps, how to develop, you know, various type of apps within Office. And also, like I showed you before, the GitHub website, there are a lot of samples there that you can take advantage of. And you, at the same time, you can also contribute to those samples. And we have blogs available to provide updates, what we're doing, what we are, you know, doing next. So it's good to, you know, get updated regularly for what we are where we are going. And like I said before, right, we are constantly looking for customer feedback, understanding what you guys are doing, where the trend is, what people are interested, right? So that helps us to understand where we should put our focuses on. And more resources, you know, like Facebook, Twitter, and also, you know, like Channel 9 for videos and learning, MSDN, TechNet, right? So there are a lot of resources available for you to use. So with that, it's come pretty quick. I went through, but any questions?
Yes, any questions in the audience? If you have no questions, let's just give
yeah.
So a big round of applause. Thank you very much. 谢谢我们的讲师。